State Transportation Secretary Frank Busalacci has a list of 30 highway improvement projects around the state. He says the previous plan was to start work on most of them in 2007. But if the governor's budget passes, Busalacci says repaving and other repairs will start in 2006. He says the money is there even though Governor Doyle's proposal calls for transferring $250 million from the Transportation Fund into the state's general fund. The money would go toward education. Also, the governor wants to use another $120 million in transportation money to pay for school transportation and other programs. Busalacci says the money taken out of the Transportation Fund will be made up through bonding.
The governor's committed to not raising taxes. He's committed to schools. In this budget, he is going to transfer, but he's going to backfill that with bonding, and therefore, we're going to have a 16% increase in what we're going to be doing in transportation.
Busalacci says California and North Carolina are also using transportation money to help balance their budgets. Work on some major highway projects will go ahead quicker than thought, too, if Doyle's budget makes it through the Republican-controlled legislature. That includes work on Highway 26 in Rock and Jefferson counties. Also, a main thoroughfare in northeastern Wisconsin could be due for an expansion. Busalacci says the budget will allow design work to start earlier on Highway 41 in Winnebago and Brown counties.
I'm sure that the design's going to say we need more lanes. I mean, let's face it. We know that the road is heavily traveled. It's an important part of what's going on in this part of the state.
The proposed budget would increase the DOT's funding by $174 million. Secretary Busalacci says highways are a crucial way to help the state emerge from the economic downturn earlier this decade. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.